Well, welcome to the online version of the Call to Worship. I'll read the light-colored print if you'd respond with the bold, and together we'll do the prayer of confession. Jesus of Nazareth was more than a man. He was the fulfillment of all that God had promised.
He visited with Moses and Elijah on the mountain, identifies him as a special messenger of God.
He came as God's son who was willing to face his exodus through death, which would give deliverance from sin to all who followed him.
We celebrate our Lord's transfiguring with praise for being the fulfillment of God's promise.
And together the prayer of confession.
We are subject to human frailties,
Father. And so our weariness at times makes us numb to your glory of your Son, who is our Redeemer. That weariness affects our faith, and we find ourselves with good intentions, but not enough spiritual insight. Forgive us for neglecting the significance of who your Son is and why he came to earth. May his glory flood our lives, convincing us of your redemptive love for us. In his name we pray. Amen. And the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sat at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And we sing glory to the Father. You may be seated.